You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. After a nationwide search, the College of Western Idaho decided to stay close to home when it came to hiring a new president. Gordon Jones is the third president in the college's history. He comes from Boise State University, where he was the founding dean of the College of Innovation and Design. And President Jones is joining us live today to talk more. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. Hi, Gemma. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
Well, we can. You sound good. I will let you know if we cannot hear you. You got to love live radio.
Okay.
So first, congrats on the new job. And I'm curious about how it's going so far. I mean, I know, I believe you're only on day number 10.
It's actually day 9. So,
okay. Who's counting?
I'm still learning a lot.
So let's talk a little bit about your background for folks who may not know, because you came to the Treasure Valley from Harvard University. You were the managing director of that university's innovation lab. So can you talk to us about that experience and your time there?
Sure. So when I was at Harvard, a lot of my career has been in higher ed, working with universities and colleges, thinking about not only being excellent at what they do, but where is the ball kind of headed, so to speak. And Harvard has been a university 370, probably now 80 years old, but really was very mm-hmm. theory-based, and they wanted to get into what we would call applied learning. And that's really quite simply the idea that students not only learn in the classroom the theory, but also put it into practice. And while that may sound normal for those of us at a College of Western Idaho as a great way to learn, for Harvard, it was something where a little bit of a revelation, so to speak. And the Innovation Lab started to work with thousands of students who had the ideas, the skills to try to see how they could put it into practice, see if they were good at it. In some cases, creating jobs. In other cases, just creating skills and experience that helped them with their life goals. And that was really the crux of my time at Harvard, but it was a real cultural shift for that university.
Mm-hmm. And so then from there, you make the shift moving to Idaho, to Boise, to found Boise State's College of Innovation and Design. You came, I believe that started in 2015. What was that experience like? I mean, here you had all of this time at Harvard. You had a good working model, yet it's also different starting something from the ground up.
You know, in many ways, the story of Harvard and Boise State, it's the story of kind of my philosophy and the passions that I have in higher ed. Most folks in higher ed often try to end up going to places like Harvard, and you know, I'm moving from Harvard and loving it. A lot of it, in my view, is I got very interested when I was at Harvard in the value that public higher ed offers. And Boise State, the opportunity to found the College of Innovation and Design, is really my view that with what we all probably experience, readers here know, is that the real true cost of attending higher ed has risen an exceptionally large amount for everyday folks. And for public universities, national statistics, the U.S. Department of Education, roughly 1 out of 2 students in this country today don't even graduate in 6 years. And that's not a condemnation. It's just a clarion call for why we need to be public is the access point for most, mm-hmm. if not all, people in our society. It's the keepers of that relationship and the promise of a better life. And those kind of statistics got me very motivated to say, well, what are our answers? What can we be contributing? Not just our effort and our goodwill. Everybody I work with in higher ed is always, they're virtually all here for the same reason, which is to help students. But how can we make sure that we're helping those students realize those dreams? And that was the College of Innovation and Design, is what programs, what kind of initiatives, what kind of seeing around the corner programs and faculty partnerships we can make that can really realize that. And I would just dovetail that it leads to the College of Western Idaho. And I'll stop there for a minute in case you had other thoughts.
Well, yeah, and that's what I wanted to get to was, you know, it's I think it is fascinating where, you know, here you went started at Harvard, right? And now you're at College of Western Idaho. Some people might scratch their head about that. But as I hear you talking about what you did at Harvard and at Boise State, in particular with this innovation of take what you learn in the classroom and put those skills to work so that you can actually be hireable when you graduate. And it seems that there, because, you know, there is criticism around not, even though you may have a degree, I mean, do you have the skills to actually go out into the working world? And I think CWI has been known for getting students up and ready to be able to work in the workforce. So in all of that, is that something that attracted you to CWI?
Yes, absolutely. My story in higher ed is one of trying to be one voice in different roles, trying to encourage my colleagues to say, what are our answers to this value? We've been a system in higher ed. If you look more broadly at the American higher ed system of what I call an input-driven model, we've historically designed ourselves, and I'm not suggesting it's to fault the past, but it's been mostly centered around us helping students get a certain number of credit hours to graduate with, frankly, less investment in the student's articulated next step. If you look at the average number of headcount administratively in most universities, you'll find there's a large number of people in admissions and often a fraction of that in the career office. And that speaks to organizational priorities and ultimately where four-year universities and others. I would argue CWI and why I think I'm so bullish on our community colleges is they're the essence of their DNA. They've designed themselves to be highly affordable and focused on education that translates to employment. But make no mistake, that's still a college education. We're not purely looking at job. We recognize a transformed mind, of course, is important. This is quality education, but it is designed to be maximum access for everyone at a price point that far beats the system out there other than our other colleagues. We are at $3,800, you add some student fees, let's say $4,000 at CWI per year. That is a price point that virtually everybody in the country, I think, would find to be an exceptional price point when you add to it the kind of placement we have. 94% of our career and technical jobs are placed into jobs. That's value. And I think that's the essence of community colleges. And I'm very eager to see if we can write playbooks that I think the 4 years may be turning to, if I'm honest. I think they've got to reflect on the role they have in sharing in the outcome of the journey of their students, perhaps a little bit more, but that's for each institution to decide. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some things going on at CWI right now, President Jones. And I'd like to start with this campus visioning survey that's going on. What is the goal and the hope for that?
Well, I think, you know, as a 12-year-old college serving 29,000 people through a variety of programs, we're in many ways, we've been sort of shot out of a cannon if you think of how young, and yet now we're the largest institution, higher ed institution in Idaho. And so we have, we think about long and hard about what facilities make sense. We are, again, back in our DNA, we're very much about being very scrutinizing, you know, the use of resources, but we do need facilities that match and fit the kind of things we are doing. And I'm staring out right now over our Nampa campus. So there is a lot of land. There is one academic classroom building sitting on that plot. We have land down in Boise. We have a lot of distributed classrooms, for the most part leased. And the campus planning is really a process where we invite, perhaps even overdue, we invite members of our community, we invite experts to come advise to help us think about what are the facilities and the kinds of sequencing that helps us think for what goes where and what do we need, and still maintain our commitment to affordability and being serving our community. And so that's really what we're in the process of doing very aggressively, in the sense of we're very eager to get that a process that can inform where we should be going next. And let's be smart about that.
You know, it's been no secret that CWI has been trying, with not a lot of luck, to get money, to get funding for a new health sciences building. A levy has been struck down a couple of times, but now, you know, there's almost a $2 billion surplus in the state budget. And the governor added the college's $10 million request into his budget recommendations for this new building. So one, are you optimistic that legislators will actually say yes to this? And two, if they do, what will that mean, not just for students, but healthcare as a whole in the Treasure Valley and possibly even statewide?
Yeah, I mean, this is a topic that's so timely and really does speak to this first move and first priority, a critical priority, I would say, which is this idea of facilities that can allow us to not only continue, but frankly expand our ability to bring to the community health professionals, whether it be nurses or other allied health roles. We frankly do not have enough seats for the number of people that want to come in. And in this case, the example I'll use is nursing. We have 75 qualified individuals who are not able to be here on their way to becoming nurses in a time when we're watching, all of us, our healthcare system under a ton of stress as we try to serve people in tremendous mm-hmm. need because of this pandemic. We're watching individuals who are burning out because of the demands on their time. And while there's a structural issue, as we see baby boomers themselves, if you think even without the pandemic in mind, the need for these roles is going to grow. We're in a state that's experiencing a tremendous inflow, a Treasure Valley, a half the state's population. CWI effectively serves. That's the Canada area in which CWI is serving. And so a health sciences building for us really is that critical, important next step. And we're very thankful the governor's put in for this $10 million. Now, to be clear, the building will cost more, but we think that assembling several sources, but foundationally from this state money, we're going to be in a position to meet something that I would hope every listener on this call would nod their head, saying this is a real need and something that's important that touches all of us in either our family or friends or our own lives. So in terms of optimism, I'm always a glasses half full person overall, but I can't certainly speak for legislators, but I do look forward to sharing with them my view on this. And I certainly hope that they find this an agreeable topic. And again, I think it's never more timely, but it's long-term urgent too.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us. Again, congratulations on the position. We've been talking with College of Western Idaho President Gordon Jones. Thanks so much. And I'm sure we will be talking to you again.
Thank you.
We'll have more Idaho Matters next. Absolutely. Thank you.